The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
This ball driven deep to left field. Schwarber back. He's at the fence, and it's going to be off the fence. That'll score at least one run. Bregman will score. Brantley to third. RBI double for Yuli Gurriel.
In the minor leagues.
Bregman shoots one into right field. Pretty well hit. Hayward back. This ball's gone. Number 16 on the air. Alex Bregman cuts the lead in half. It's now 3-2. That ball's ripped into center field, and that is down for a hit. Bounces away from Almora Jr. Stubbs is heading to third. Derek Fisher gives the Astros the lead once again. It's 4-3. Into left center field. Back goes Schwarber. This ball's going to be down off the wall. Two-run score. Brantley into second base. Astros lead this game 6-3. And Bregman sends one deep to right field. Alex trying to give the Astros the lead again. He does! Almost the same spot. Bregman, two home run night. Astros lead 8-6. Jake, a line drive. That'll score a run. RBI for Mariznick. He cruises into second base. It is 9-6 Astros. Line drive caught by Yuli Gurriel. Astros win it 9-6.
It's good for us. He's such an emotional leader for us, and especially on a day where we didn't feel very good at going into the game, just with the news of Correa, the news of Altuve. He's DH and he's grinding. We're trying to get through these games and get to that off day. It can't come fast enough, but we don't want to just concede games and lose. And he provides that spark with the at bats, the posture, the walks, the intensity that he conducts his at bats. He doesn't love DHing, but maybe tonight he'll change his mind.
And that, my friends, is why you don't bet on baseball. All kinds of great stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, when you text, when you tweet, when you send smoke signals, when you run naked through the park and take pictures of yourself, put odds on it. What are the odds it's going to be a fun show?
I'm going to say percent 1,000. You know, there's nobody bringing me down today.
Yeah, because I didn't realize it until this morning when I was putting stuff together, but this is your Friday.
This is my Friday.
And then you're off to the river.
Gonzo.
Well, that's cool. I've got everybody finalized who's going to be doing their best to fill in for you.
Who's it going to be? Give me the rundown.
There's no replacing you now. Let's make that really clear.
Okay, just stop. Who's it going to be?
Okay, tomorrow? No, but that's true. There's a couple times where I use two people because that's how good you are.
I believe that.
See, I'm being nice. No, Cody Stutes tomorrow.
Okay.
Friday, we're going to have Jermaine and Josh.
Okay.
So we're going to double team it. Barry Laminack, the birthday boy, joins me on Monday. Tuesday is Cody again with Holly.
All right.
He's going to be doing it with us. So I'll have 2 days of male-female because on the 5th, when we're at the golf tournament, boss and the gloss.
All right.
And then on Thursday, Raheel, who I have not done a show with since the 1560 days. So
well, there you go.
And then you're back on Friday.
I'll be back.
So, and, man, I got all my stuff finalized for Vegas. I'm so excited. I wish it was next week. Like I cannot wait. I've not played a major tournament since 2007.
And you're raring to go.
I am bursting at the seams. And I've got so many more weapons in my arsenal now than I did back then. It's going to be fun. I mean, it's just I want to thank Lawyer Dave for sponsoring. And I've got a couple other sponsors who are interested too, who, which is cool because I do deals with them where if I win, they win. So everybody's happy.
Of course, yeah.
So Going to be awesome. And just, I'm in a fantastic mood today.
Now, which events are you planning or event?
I'm playing event 33, which is the 50-plus tournament for, I hate that they call it the senior tournament.
But that's kind of what it is.
It is. And it's funny, a friend of mine I was talking to today is like, oh, dude, it's over 50. You should kill that. And I go, yeah, you know who else is over 50? Everybody you ever saw on TV in the mid-2000s.
Is Phil Ivey over 50?
Yeah. So's Helmuth.
Oh, boy. Phil Ivey?
Yeah, I think Negreanu is too, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
Yeah, so
Phil Ivey's 42, you liar.
Okay, I thought he was over 50. I know Helmuth's over 50.
Oh, boy.
I just assume they all work.
No, not everybody. Daniel Negreanu's 44.
Okay, so he's not
eligible. Yeah, you're making up stats.
No, Phil Helmuth, though. That's
your one guy?
No, there's more than that. There's a bunch of them.
All right. I'm sure there's a bunch of, like,
I'll have to go look them up.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I honestly don't care.
But Phil Helmuth's not going to play in the senior tournament.
Yeah, he is.
Is he really?
That dude tries to get bracelets, man. That's all he does is chase his bracelets.
He's like Tiger.
And, yeah, well, I mean, there is like a, I think there's a low ball tournament that starts at the same time, and I know he's won one of those now, so maybe he'll do that instead. But, yeah, I mean, there'll be some good players there. I'm excited. And I'm using it as a satellite. If I cash for 15 grand or more, I go back for the main event.
Okay.
And, you know, I feel confident that that's going to happen.
And if you cash for 30 or more, we both go, right?
I need 50 for both of us, yeah, because I do have to. Because you know what happens? This is, you know, one of those little insider things. But first off, when you cash, the first thing the government does is take a big chunk
of it.
And then I got to pay back.
Okay.
You know, I got to pay off all my investors. And, yeah, so we need 50 for both of us to go.
All right, that'll work.
But, you know what? I feel confident. I'm as confident as I've ever been. So I have the right mindset today. On May 29th.
All right.
But the tournament's not till June 13th. So
you'll be fine.
A lot can happen between now and then. So you're gone, right? You're have you mentally checked out yet? Or are you
no,
do
I'm
the
ready
show?
To do a show today. I feel all right about doing a show today. Everything is in place. Tyler knows what's going on. You know.
Yeah, we gave him the list of replacements, so he knows what's up.
I feel like everything's going to be all right. So I'm confident that I can go out there and
turn the phone off
and just not be bothered by any of you guys for a little while. Not that you bother
yeah,
me,
don't,
any
don't,
of the other
don't
people.
Throw me in there.
Yeah. I'm also, listen, to anyone who, a hobby of yours is to troll me on Twitter or call me a hater or an a-hole or whatever it is, you get a break too because I won't be on Twitter either. So like
that's smart. Sometimes you just got to unplug from that stuff.
Yeah. Here, let me go ahead and give some of what I would have tweeted in advance. Man, it's amazing. These Astros continue to play well while injured. I knew it all along. Warriors in three games.
Steph Curry is the best player in the NBA.
Steph Curry, almost greater than James Harden. LOL. Eye roll face. I've already got it all. I mean, so now you guys have it. It's out there. You know, you can tweet back to it or whatever. But it would be nice if there was like zero mentions on my timeline when I got back.
Oh, there'll be mentions, but you don't have to look at them. That's the beauty of it.
That's true.
I guarantee you when I get to Vegas the day before, there will be no social media whatsoever unless I'm doing really well in the tournament. And then I'll tweet out, 57 left, third in chips. You know, hashtag WSOP, hashtag go to chipcounts.com. But no, I sometimes you just gotta unplug from it. So good for you. So can I get a shout out from the number one show in all the known universe? Finally got a big promotion, Dallas Drew.
There you go.
Congratulations,
shout out, Drew.
See, that's what happens when you're a cool blitzer.
That's what happens when you move to Dallas and you still listen to us.
Yeah. You get good things happen for you.
That's right.
But so Astros. I really did think that was a good bet yesterday when you said it.
Man,
and
thank God I didn't. I almost did.
I threw $50 on it, so it's not a big deal. But you know, Astros still have some guys who can play. And even with Correa out, which that's a little concerning, 4 to 6 weeks for a rib. What the hell did he do to it? Is it like next to his lung or something?
I mean, I don't know. A broken rib is very painful. I mean, I will give him that. I broke my rib.
And they're hard to heal, too. I mean,
I didn't know my rib was broken. I just thought like that I had strained a muscle or something. And then I reached down to feel my rib, and my bottom rib was turned north-south, and I could feel it like digging into me. And as soon as I felt it, like it hurt. But then once I felt that the bone was like snapped off and pointed up and down, it hurt way worse. Like,
well, and you got to watch that too, because if it's getting into your lung, that's where you can get a punctured lung.
Well, this was one of my short ribs, so okay. I don't think it was that bad. But and then I went to the doctor and he maneuvered my rib around a little bit, and then he said, "Now you just have to rest for a little while." And there's nothing really you can do about it. There's no way to make it go any faster. There's no secret medicine or ointment they can rub on it. It's just, good luck, bro. Get better.
Well, it says not quite 4 to 6 weeks because Berman tweeted out 3 to 4. I've been hearing 4 to 6 all day. So,
well, who knows?
I guarantee you it's going to be more than 3.
With the lead that they have, I don't understand why it wouldn't be 4 to 6. I would wait until they absolutely, I mean, unless there's just a total collapse. There's no sense in rushing any of these guys back.
No, and they're not going to collapse. They still have two guys playing at a very high level in that lineup, in Bregman and Brantley. And as long as you have that, you're fine. They're going to be fine. I'm a little, you get concerned because Correa has been hurt every year, and it's disappointing for a guy like Springer, who was off to such a great start and was going to put up all kinds of huge numbers. Altuve wasn't, he was hitting home runs, but he wasn't hitting all that well when he went down. But
yeah,
you know, the reality is they've got some depth. They've got some solid players. They'll be fine. They can fade this for now.
I think so too. I mean, it's not like, oh boy, how long can they hold off the Mariners or the Rangers? I mean, what
fill in the blank.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, is there another team in the division over 500?
I don't know.
Oakland's 29-26, so they've got a 7.5 game lead right now.
Oh man, those, which you better watch out for those A's, man.
It's not a 10 game lead.
No,
granted, but that's the beauty of having won 37 games so far, is you've got some wiggle room. And you know, they're not all going to come back at the same time, but they're all going to come back. None of them tore an ACL.
Yeah.
None of them need Tommy John surgery. It's all good.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. And all the jokes about once Correa got engaged, he sucked. You guys stop blaming his girlfriend. Come on. That's a joke. That's a running gag that we started, and I don't apologize for that.
I think a broken rib, I could see that being sex-related, though. I really could.
Yeah, if she got her hands in the wrong place and we're pushing there, I don't know. There's all kinds of possibilities. This is probably for you. Local fighter, any tips on getting sponsors?
Build a social media following.
Yeah, and
you've got to provide some kind of a value.
And network, man.
Yeah, network. Make personal relationships with people. Make people want to be on board with your success.
All right, 713-780. ESPN, Trevor said another blitzer promotion here, district manager. Nice.
One of the other things I think you should always do if you get sponsors, whoever sponsors you, make sure that they're giving you enough that you can afford to buy them a pair of tickets on fight night.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of guys who would take sponsorship money and then they'd, you can also buy a ticket from me. If somebody's sponsoring you, buy that guy a ticket.
Yeah.
Let him come out and see what he's paying for.
Seems fair to me.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So if you want to get in, we'll take some calls today because we're in studio. And if no matter how you're listening, whether it's on air or whether you're listening on the app or on the stream or watching us on the Twitch channel, which you can get at ESPN975.com. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate all you guys. And you know what? You need to be thinking about Father's Day. And this isn't just for your dad. This is for the man in your life. If he's the father of your children, you need to take care of him. How about you get him something he loves, something he'll actually use, and it doesn't break the bank? And you cannot spend a whole hell of a lot of money here and make it look like you did. So it gives the illusion that you really care. And that's what it's all about, right? You want them to think you care about them. Well, if you could do all three and save Dad a few bucks along the way, you can at Harry's. Quality, durable blades at honest prices. How about this? Just $2 per blade. And they've got an amazing special offer for Father's Day. You can get $5 off a Harry's shave set and treat yourself or the man in your life to a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And guys, get this for yourself. If you don't think you're going to get a good gift from your family, because you probably won't, why don't you do this? And listen, you get a quality shave, honest prices, and that's the best part. When I reload, it's $2 per blade. And I have it set up to where I get them right when I'm about to run out. I never have to worry about it. And try them. You will love them, and you'll do the same thing. This Father's Day, Harry's has a special offer for the Blitzers. $5 off a shave set with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer. Make sure you let them know you're a Blitzer to help support the show. That's harrys.com, code FAOUR.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. A couple things from the text line. 12 ERA, bump shoulder. Thank God Forrest Whitley was untouchable. Listen, the guy may still turn out to be really, really good. And it's not like I don't think they missed out on anyone they were going after because of him, but I don't know what was out there, so I can't really speak to that. And somebody said, what happened to the last hour of the show Tuesday on the podcast? Is there a problem with that? Can we check on that, Aaron? I haven't looked, so I do not know, but I shall pass it on. 713-780-ESPN. Steven, the weather guy, blames H-E-B Scott. Three of the best friends from the HEB commercials on the IL now. Coincidence? Yeah, that's been going around, the HEB curse. But I don't know that I don't buy into too many curses. Deshaun did a commercial last year and he stayed healthy all year.
Yeah.
So I think it has to hit everybody for it to technically be a curse. You know, don't put that evil on HEB. Bernardo asked, what are the odds Tillman blows up the Rockets?
I think this is, I mean, it's a good question, but I think it's something that's more than just a quick answer. I think when you look at what went on today and what he came out and said, you got to take it for what it's worth. And if you didn't hear, I'm sure by now everyone knows that Wojnarowski tweeted out, in calls to front offices, GM Daryl Morey showing an aggressive desire to improve roster with all players and picks available in talks. Hard to imagine James Harden's scenario, but the rest under contract, perhaps even Chris Paul, could be moved in the right deal. So that opens up a bunch of different questions. One, James Harden not being available. James Harden, if the right deal was there, I could see James Harden being moved. I don't think the right deal will ever come for James Harden to be moved, where you're going to be better with someone else other than James Harden. As far as the rest, of course, Daryl Morey has to come out and say, we're willing to do whatever it takes to make our roster better. And if that means trading Chris Paul, well, you know what? We'd hate to do it, but we would do whatever we can to make this team better. The reality is, that's not an easy thing to do. There's nobody out there that you're going to trade Chris Paul for that's going to make you better. And at least not next year.
Well, the only thing that works is if you're trading that contract, which enables you to go sign somebody else who would be better.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. When you start looking at the free agents, there's a couple that are difference makers. But I don't think those guys have any interest in Houston. So once you pull those guys off, are you going to be better giving somebody else a big contract? Jimmy Butler or somebody like that. Are you better?
Yeah, But from what I understand, I don't think Jimmy Butler wants to be here.
Yeah, well, that I'm throwing a name out because I don't.
I mean, you've got to find – and let's say you trade Chris Paul and you get all this cap space, which is going to be difficult to do because you're trading – I mean, unless you're trading with a bad team, a team that's nowhere near the cap, you've got to match salaries.
Right. Which I still don't.
And why a team who's not near the cap would want to take on Chris Paul is beyond me.
Well, I still keep hearing Phoenix Suns rumors, and it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, why Phoenix? What are they? What would they be thinking?
Do they think that adding him makes them a playoff team to their young core? If they do,
they can't possibly think.
But
that.
No, if they think that, okay, I can see it. But I don't think it does. So yeah, I think the whole thing is Daryl has to say this kind of stuff because I'm sure Tillman is telling him do whatever it takes. But the truth is, what can they really do? And I think they're limited unless somebody thinks, oh yeah, Chris Paul would be a great fit. Yeah, we'll take on that contract. If they can find somebody for that, okay. And if you can get a better player than Chris Paul or what Chris Paul will be next year to replace him, okay, you've improved. But I don't know. I just don't see – and this is where Daryl's going to have to be smarter than everybody else, which everybody says he is, to make a deal that's going to make this team better. Without moving Chris Paul, I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, I mean – I don't know either, and I don't know if moving Chris Paul will make them better, and at least not
next You better season. Have a replacement.
Yeah.
You better have somebody in mind who's going to come in and be a better player next year than Chris Paul will be next year.
And Daryl Morey's often been able to pull things out of his ass, pull a rabbit out of his
Rabbit out of his head, as yeah. Jason Witten would say, yes.
He can pull a rabbit out of his head, but he is really, really cramped by his salary cap right now. He's got four players who are making 89% of the salary cap. I mean, that's worse than what the Warriors are at. So
that's 11%.
That's what's left. And that doesn't even count PJ Tucker.
Wait, let me put that in my notebook.
Let's put it in your notebook.
Yeah.
So he's been able to do things before. Right now, he just doesn't really have the assets that can make your team better.
Right. They don't have a first round pick. They don't have guys that you look at that you could trade that might have upside.
You're back to hoping maybe some random player A, and I know they're hoping guys like JJ Redick or somebody will play for a mid-level exception. Okay. Well, hope in one hand and bleep in the other and
why do people always say that? Who goes around bleeping in their hand?
Monkeys.
Are you calling Daryl Morey a monkey?
No, but if he does, that would be a monkey move.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because I don't – well, sometimes homeless.
I guess it's chimps. There's a difference between chimps and monkeys, right?
But I think they both do it. I think
chimps are the ones that fling their poo, but I don't really know.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on poo flinging. Speaking of flinging, did you see this chick at the White Sox game throwing the first pitch out and hitting the photographer?
Yep. I mean
– that was like
that's worse than Baba Booey. That's about as bad. It's worse than 50 Cent.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
And she works for the White Sox.
Ugh, that's horrible. Who was that chick?
One of their salespeople or something.
That's why you should only let famous people do that stuff. That way you can shame them publicly.
Yeah, because she's probably she sells popcorn.
Yeah.
Wanders up and down the aisles. And now she's going to be known as popcorn lady who can't throw the ball. And it's going to be embarrassing for her. And her children are going to be embarrassed and her entire family. But... Now that see, and this is why I don't go throw first pitches out. Because now I wouldn't have done that, but it probably would have been awful. Like I can't even throw a damn rubber ball to my dog anymore. I have to use one of those little things.
Like the scoop?
Yeah, like the scoop where you just flip it. Yeah, I mean I can do it, but it goes like 10 feet and she's bored. But yeah, I that's why you don't do first pitches. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw the story, but Dallas Keuchel now willing to consider a one-year, $18 million contract.
Really?
Remember when the Astros tendered him for 17 point something and he said no?
Well, he can't come out and say, I'll take 17.4. Yeah, he's got to say, I would have done it for 18 if you guys would have just offered.
Yeah, well. I don't know.
If you're the Astros, you pay that?
Yeah.
I think I do too.
I'd probably, if he's going to do a 1-year deal, I'd give him 20. but it's not my money.
It's not. It's easy to spend other people's money. And I'll be honest, watching Corbin Martin last night makes you go, yeah, go spend that money. Yeah,
$20 million. You're fine. You can handle it. And what's the difference? Really, $2 million a year? Give him a little extra taste. It's prorated, right?
Yeah.
So
I know we got to hit a break, but there's more stuff on the Rockets thing that I kind of want to get to because it's a really weird situation that the Rockets are in where, I mean, they feel like it's a total train wreck there. Like, doesn't it feel like everything's falling apart at the seams?
Yeah.
And they're firing all the assistants. They're saying everybody's available in trade. They're saying and doing all the things that teams that are imploding do. But I'm not sure that they're really a total mess yet.
They're not a Lakers mess. Let's start with that.
They're definitely not that. But nobody I think it's worth talking about is it better to be what you are right now or roll the dice and end up being something way worse? Because that's a possibility.
Let's talk about that on the other side because I have some thoughts on that. So we're going to take a quick break on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Man, I hope everybody's having a great week. Be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. You know, I like that song, but do you have to be a complete mental mess to write music now?
I mean, it probably helps.
It kind of feels like it, right? Hey, guys, if you haven't checked out sportsmap.com today, please do. We're closing in on a milestone number for the month, which would beat even last month.
What?
But we need to go to the whip a little bit. If that's going to happen. But there's tons of good stuff on there. Cody has his 11 observations from Texans OTAs today. And he's very high on the Texans.
Based on OTAs?
Yeah. Some guys have lost weight and look better.
Oh, God.
Or as Jerome calls them, practice for practice.
Oh, my God. I don't know what you can go conceivably watch OTAs and be like, yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. Like you don't go to practices, but I'll go to practices and spot things. I mean, but they're in pads, and it's a little different. You can find a few things while they're in pads because, especially with linemen, especially with corners against wide receivers, you can pick out what guys are doing. But I don't know how you can do it in OTAs. But I've never been to an OTA, so I can't really comment on it. Palillo has a video on why hiring Tyronn Lue would put the Rockets players and coaches on notice. We'll get to that in a second. Will Cain says the Rockets should consider trading Harden for LeBron.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound stupid, but who's Will Cain?
The Will Cain Show.
I don't know what that is.
That's a radio show.
Oh, okay. Where is he based out of?
Bristol, I believe.
Yeah, I think he's a national guy.
Ah.
Yeah, ESPN Radio.
I don't really listen to ESPN radio, so.
Oh.
I mean, I listen to our guys. I listen to local.
This is the big time, Fred.
Oh, excuse me. We have a story on Correa being out, and then I have my five greatest gambling movies of all time, which has stirred up a lot of bleep. Well, the one thing, can I say something about this, and we'll get back to the Rockets? If you're going to rip my list, at least read the first paragraph where it gives you the criteria, because people click on it and say, oh, well, why is it The Sting there? Well, The Sting's not a gambling movie. It's a con movie. And that I give specific criteria that gambling has to be the fundamental driving force of the plot. So, like Casino, great movie. Has gambling in it. Mob movie. Not a gambling movie. Just clarify that. So, that's the standard. So, then when you go by that, if you can find five better than that, good luck. It's the best list ever.
Indisputable?
I think so, although Craig Larson did not like my list.
Well, shows what Craig Larson
he wanted. The one that didn't make it was The Gambler, which there was a remake with Mark Wahlberg. Most people don't realize the original with James Caan was really good. But that was my first cut. And I just can't see putting it on over any of these others that I have on my list. So feel free to go check it out. No doubt what's number one.
Let's ask some questions.
Okay.
Is The Hustler with Paul Newman a gambling show?
Yeah, I think it is.
And I feel like it should be on your list.
It is on the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was on
the list. No. And that's the thing. I'm not going to put The Gambler over The Hustler.
Okay.
Hustler, better movie. And, I mean, it's about backroom gambling in pool halls.
Yes.
So that's the driving force of it. How else would you define that? Because it's not really a con movie.
Is The Color of Money a gambling movie?
Yes, but is it better than The Hustler?
Probably not.
Yeah. I'll tell you my list. And then
what's the movie with Richard Dreyfuss?
Let It Ride.
Is that a gambling
movie? Yes. That is a gambling movie. That is number two on the list.
Okay.
And if it weren't for Rounders, it would be number one.
Okay.
That is an amazing movie. My favorite part is Jennifer Tilly when she was young and sexy.
I don't know how I feel about you leaving off Maverick.
Maverick, not a gambling movie. It's a Western. It's a Western and a con movie.
I mean, can it not be a gambling movie based in the Old West?
It can be, but that's not really what it is. I mean, it's got a great poker scene. But one scene, well, actually, there were two scenes in it, but that's... To me, that's more of a con movie, Western movie. Gambling's a part of it.
Okay.
But that's not the driving force. So The Hustler was five. Cincinnati Kid was four. Owning Mahoney, which a lot of people haven't seen, is number three. And that's the one about with Philip Seymour Hoffman. And he basically embezzles. It's based on a true story. He embezzles millions from his bank and goes to all these casinos. And, I mean, Philip Seymour Hoffman was terrific in it.
I've never seen that one.
It's worth seeing. It's like, as I said in the article, it's dark, hopeless, and the late Hoffman was amazing in the role. Let It Ride 2, Rounders 1, and there's details on why. So you got better than that? Go ahead.
I did a radio tease, and then we didn't talk Rockets.
We'll get the Rockets. We got plenty of show left.
Okay.
Why don't we just squeeze in a call, and then we'll do Rockets next segment.
All right. Let's talk to Philippe, I like to call him. Hey, Sports Philip.
Hey, Sports Philip.
Turn your radio down. Yeah.
Sports?
Yes, sir. Is this Fred and AJ?
This is AJ and Fred, yes.
How y'all doing, sir? I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I just wanted to ask y'all a question. But Two for the Money was a good gambling movie also with Al Pacino.
Yeah, what about that, Fred?
Probably seventh or eighth on the list.
Okay.
You can only do five. I did a top five. So there's a lot of good movies that came
out. But anyway, my question was, since it was out on Wednesday, what are the odds of James Harden getting traded for LeBron James?
I would go about 0%.
Yeah.
I'd have to look at if LeBron's got a no-trade clause, but I would assume that he does. And even if he doesn't, LeBron's one of those dudes who he's not going to play somewhere he doesn't want to play. And
he can't be too happy there, though.
He can't be, but he also at least they've got some young building blocks that they're going to put around him.
That's a mess. If I were him, I'd say trade me to the Knicks or something. Even that would be better than the Lakers.
Yeah,
Lakers a disaster. But I can't. I just can't see it happening. So
and LeBron went to LA because he's got some stuff to do in LA. Yeah, he's doing movie stuff. His son is playing ball in L.A. Like, he's going to high school in L.A. Like, that's the place that he picked for his family. I think LeBron feels comfortable that his basketball legacy is set. And now he's just trying to live some life.
Well, and I think he kind of saw that this year. And with injuries where maybe you come back, maybe you don't. I think he's more interested in doing movies and things like that. That's why he went to L.A. And so I don't know. I just don't see that happening. So, all right, we'll get back to the Rockets when we come back, I promise. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight here on the station. Don't watch. Listen. And this is, pardon the interruption, more likely Blues win or Bruins sweep. One game, man. Come on. One game they won at home. Wait till the Bruins go in and win at St. Louis.
I saw something. Will the Bruins ever lose again?
Yeah, they will lose again. They're going to lose in this series. I think they win tonight, but they're going to have a hard time winning in St. Louis. Let me just... Blues aren't dead. Let's not instantly overreact. And a couple things. Lamont asks, is Rain Man on my list? No, it is not anywhere near a gambling movie. It had one scene. Again, I explain all that at the top of the article. And he asked about 21. Good movie, doesn't make my top
five. See, I think 21 is a very good movie.
I think it's very good, but it doesn't make my top five. I don't take any one of those off to put it on. I think it was a great story, based on a true story, by the way. But it also, there was something about that movie that it didn't, I don't know that it was executed as well as it should have been. But okay. But it's a good one, and it's probably top 10. So... But, I mean, that definitely qualifies, yes.
Okay.
All right, back to your Rockets.
All right. Here's the other stuff about the Rockets. And if there's some reasons why the Rockets probably can't trade James Harden outside of contract. And it's all, I mean, another reason is Tillman Fertitta just went on TV and said that he guarantees they're going to win titles with James Harden over the next few years. And he just signed an extension. He's staying. The question then to me becomes, you're willing to trade all these other guys. You're willing to trade Chris Paul, who's owed 38.5. You're willing to trade Clint Capella, who's owed 17. You're willing to trade Eric Gordon, who's owed 14.
That's actually not bad, frankly.
It's not.
For Eric Gordon.
But if you're willing to trade all those guys, are any of those guys you see as guys you can trade away and get something that's equal or greater back?
Maybe Capella. Maybe.
I think your best chance to trade Capella would have been before you paid him this.
Yeah.
Because there weren't... But the reason why they got Capella on the cheap is because no one was offering Clint Capella what he wanted.
Yeah.
So nobody thought he was worth what he got paid. The Chris Paul, I think, it's a no-brainer. There's nobody out there. That's one of the worst contracts in basketball, period. That's what it looks like right now. It looks like for the next 3 years, it's going to be one of the worst contracts in basketball. You can't get a better player back for moving that contract. And
well,
Eric Gordon, I mean, like you just said, it's a relatively good value for what he brings.
Yeah, the future of Paul's contract's a disaster, but you did get 2 years where theoretically you had a shot to win it.
Yes.
So
I'm talking about going forward, his contract looks bad.
I know, but if you had won a title there, you'd take it.
Of course.
And so, I mean, they went all in with it and didn't work out. But your question was, would you rather tear it down or...
Well, that's what the question becomes, is if you trade for guys, for young guys or whatever, I mean... Now you're basically rebuilding around James Harden? Is that what you want to do?
If you do that, what's your window with James? Because he's not young
anymore.
He's
30.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's 30 years old, and he's not LeBron James. Okay, so he's not a guy that, I mean, hell, there was a time where they're like, let's see what we can get around him. We'll build around him. We'll make a run. Well, they did that, and it still wasn't enough. So,
now, to be fair, I don't know that I'd take LeBron James at this stage. He's older.
No, I'm talking about LeBron James at 30.
No, I know, but we're talking about LeBron James now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I'd take him.
I don't think the Lakers can deal him anyway.
Even if they could, I think I'd pass. Because he's got 3 more years on his deal. It could be Chris Paul after next
year. Could be.
So, but I don't know. I don't know that you can blow the thing up from bottom to top and still get where you want to get. You may never get. You're probably never getting there anyway, because I don't think that the Warriors are going to disappear before James disappears.
I don't think so either.
They're all kind of the same era.
Yeah.
So the real thing to do would be say, all right, do we completely blow it up, including trade James and start from scratch? And go full on Philadelphia 76er. I would rather you do that than blow up everything around James right now. Because I still think you're pretty close. You're as close as anybody else is to this team.
Yeah.
And you know, they're all going to be a year older next year. They're all going to have played into June every single year for the last 5 years. That adds up. It'll be 6 years, I guess, by then. That adds up, man. And you could see some erosion. So why not bring back what you have? Try to improve the most you can here and there and give it one more year. Because after that, when you're talking about a 31-year-old James, it'll be easier to say, you know what, let's just go full Hiroshima on this and trade James and trade everybody and start from scratch. Now, I don't know that Tillman Fertitta is ever going to be the guy that does that.
I don't think he can either. I know he's an aggressive guy. I know he's a gambler. But you're taking a chance that your team goes backwards now. And the thing about this, should the Rockets be in panic mode? Because really, how many teams this year are going to be better next year than they were this year in the West? Are the Rockets going to be the 7 seed next year? Are they going to?
No.
I mean, they're probably going to be. I think that they were the 4th seed this year was probably a little bit of an upset, and I think they're better than the 4th best team in the West.
If they bring the same crew back with a couple of tweaks, they can be the 2 seed again. I think
the only team I see being, I mean, a problem. I mean, I think Portland could organically get better, and they're already the 2 seed, or they were already the 3 seed, I guess. So I could foresee that happening if they can stay healthy.
Well, and that's the question. I mean, this might have been the ceiling for Portland this year.
Could have been.
Very easily.
Just like a couple years ago could have been the ceiling for that Rockets team. It probably was when they were the 1 seed.
Yeah.
But I don't know that there's some team lurking in the Western Conference that I think, oh, that team next year, watch what they do.
Well, if the Clippers sign Kevin Durant or something, maybe. You know, that, okay. I mean, that's the thing. A lot depends on what happens with Durant. I mean, if he winds up with one of these teams that are close.
But if the Clippers do sign Durant, I mean, theoretically, the Warriors are a little closer to the pack too, aren't they?
Right.
So all that's happening is the rest of the West is balancing itself out.
I don't know, man. I think we get into these conversations about are they better without Durant, and when the numbers back it up as much as they do, I don't think the Warriors are going to miss much of a beat when they lose Durant.
I don't think they will either.
As long as they have Thompson, Green, and Curry, they're going to be really good. And they seem to find these guys off the street that round out the bench. So I think the fact that I think Durant can make another team better because he'll be more valuable to another team than he is to the Warriors.
Yeah.
And he can make them a contender. But I don't think that stops the Warriors from being a contender. And I don't think there's much going backwards there. 713-780-ESPN. Apparently Correa got his fractured while getting a massage at home.
What?
I hope this wasn't a Robert Kraft massage.
I hope it was. Otherwise, that's disappointing.
How does that happen? I mean, I don't know any masseuses, but that seems like a very, very weird thing. All right. Let's go to the HRMP listener line with Laura Alexis from Innovative Lasers of Houston joins us. And Laura, hope you had a great holiday weekend. And let's tell people how they can get rid of some of that excess fat before the summer.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show. One of the key ingredients that we use is the use of the Zerona laser. Now, the Zerona laser is amazing because it offers no downtime, no swelling, no bruising, no pain, no heat, no cold. For patients, virtually feel nothing at all. And we do guarantee 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks. So it's typically patients lose anywhere between half a pound to a pound per visit. Now, I know that you underwent the treatment. Can you tell the callers, I mean the listeners, if you had any pain whatsoever?
Yeah, it worked great for me. I lost 10 inches off my waist and over 30 pounds is gone now, and I feel fantastic. And I'll tell you what, it's so easy. You go in, you lie down, they shine a red light on your stomach, and then you turn over and they shine it on your back, and boom, you're done. There's no pain. There's no nothing. And as far as recovery time, a lot of times I'd go to the gym right after, and you, Laura, and all the people there are fantastic to work with, and I highly recommend you go get the free consultation, because you'll tell them whether you can help them or not.
Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely. We, you know, that's what we specialize in. That's the only thing that we do. And we have a great offer going on right now. For the first 100 callers, typically our transformation package is $2,400. However, for listeners now that mention ESPN, Fred will get over half off, so it's going to be 1,000. And in addition to that, we're going to go ahead and throw in 3 additional free treatments. And yes, I did say free. So call us now. The magic number is 281-888-3094. Mention Fred, ESPN, to get the special.
Yeah, you can also check them out at InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. But the consultation is free. Go and check it out. Find out if it's right for you. And you guys will lay out a program for them, because not everybody's the same, right?
No, not everybody's the same. What works for you is not going to work for your friend, for example. So it's a very specialized program. The first thing that we do is an analytical scan when they first come in. We, listen to the patient's needs, their target areas, and based on that, we'll determine, where to shine the red light.
All right. Give them a call, 281-888-3094. They're waiting for your call. You can visit them at InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. Laura, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
ESPN 97.5.